You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Coming up, we got a lot to get into, including last night's game, maybe the best of the year. In the National Football League, we'll get to the ins and outs, what it means, and are the Eagles really in the class of these football teams we saw last night? We'll get to that coming up. Plus, someone here at WIP who really needs a Christmas vacation. I mean, what the hell is going on? We'll get to that coming up.
Who are we talking about?
You know.
Who?
You afraid it's you?
Yeah, that's what I was looking at.
No, it's not you. Unless you're in the, are you trying to beat the Grinch allegations with that hat?
I am. I'm trying to beat this rap.
I don't know, man.
I'm trying to beat this Grinch rap.
I don't know. I mean, it's a lot of Grinch stuff to now just reverse in one day. Anyway, 215-592-9494. We're going to cross over with our buddies down on 106.7 The Fan in D.C. in a couple minutes here. Steve Saban and B-Mitch, Brian Mitchell, doing their midday show down there. We will talk to them coming up. If you missed it, Matt Strom traded this morning by the Phillies to the Royals. It feels like a salary dump to me. We'll see what the kid they got back or guy they got back. He's not even that young. In the minor leagues, comes and helps his pitching staff out of the bullpen. And with the Eagles, do you expect Jalen Hurts to have a big game on Sunday? Saturday? I keep saying Sunday. Are you aware we have a pregame show tomorrow? The game's tomorrow. You know that, right?
I do.
Okay. Just want to make sure because I keep saying Sunday.
Yeah, 3 o'clock.
Well,
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock.
Yeah.
Make sure, I'm glad we went over that.
Yeah, we did. I said the wrong time.
I'm like, you're like, I know. I got it.
Yeah, 3. I'll be there at 3.
Yeah.
Starts at 2, though.
2 o'clock tomorrow. We'll start countdown to kickoff. All right. Do you expect a big game from Jalen Hurts tomorrow? Yes or no? 72% on yes, 28% on no. Hugh Douglas here. I just think they could run the ball 45 times tomorrow. This is the worst run defense, or one of the worst run defenses of pro football. Let's grab a phone call here before we check in with our guys down in D.C. Andy in Westchester. What's up, Andy?
Andy?
Andy. Go once. Andy going twice. Andy, back on all. You know who's ready to talk? Jeff in Wilmington's ready. What's up, Jeff?
You just get there when you get there, man.
Hey,
Jeff, I've been on a little thin ice lately, man. I gotta make sure.
I know.
That's your own fault. That's your own fault.
Gotta make sure. I get there on time, man.
As far as Matt Strom, he gone.
Like, he gone.
Dude, he had to be a jerk if Dombrowski said what he said, because Dombrowski pretty much covers for the players. Like, he doesn't talk bad about players. When he said that, I was like, oh, this dude's out of here. So,
you're right about that. He's usually very diplomatic. It's really why, and I know he didn't speak poorly about Harper, but it's why when he even was just real about Bryce Harper's season, it caused such a stir. Because he usually is, he's been around so long, he knows what to say and what not to say, which I'm with you. As soon as he said that about Strom, I was like, oh, yeah, they're done with him.
Yep. As far as the Eagles, as far as expecting Jalen to have a big game, I don't know. A big game to me is what he did last week. Very efficient, you know, throwing the ball 20 times, 25 times max. And just keep – I told Kyle, they got to just keep running the ball, even if they don't get the big hitters. Just keep getting the 5-yard, 4-yard, 6-yard.
Yeah, we got to get Jeff off.
Yeah, Jeff, appreciate it. I know, I was just letting him finish his thought. I got you. All right, let's get to our crossover with our guys.
We have guests.
106.7 The Fan, Steve Saban, and B. Mitch, Brian Mitchell with us right now. Guys, how you doing?
B. Man, we're doing good, but y'all got us coming on, and you're going to have some damn caller. Tell him to go.
Well, we did. We had him go, yeah.
You got to set it up properly, man.
Thanks to me.
Well, sometimes you control the phones. Hugh's been hanging up on people lately just because. Hey, you tell me much about that?
No, yeah, every once in a while when they start talking too much, just drop them off.
No,
bam.
Listen, let me tell you. Y'all think I'm bad? This guy we talking to right now?
In terms of petty?
Way worse than me.
More petty than you?
Way worse than me.
I don't believe that. I don't know about
that. No, let me tell you.
I know what I'm talking about and they don't. I'm not listening to him.
You know, the better trick is you put them on mute. And so they keep talking, and they don't know that they've been hung up.
Oh, yeah, put them right on hold. It's one of my favorite tricks. I do that a lot.
Wait, man. You just pot them down, and then they'll keep talking.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should see his Twitter feed.
He can't be as petty as you.
No, I don't really, like, I post stuff, but I don't engage too often. If I do engage, it might go on all day. But I don't try to engage too often because most people on those things anyway, they're just trying to irritate you.
Yes,
anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
But you know what my goal is this year?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to start reading Bible scriptures on the air, and I'm going to quit Twitter beef.
No one believes you.
Well, good luck on that.
You're telling lies on air, I see.
Good luck on that.
B. Mitch, I'm trying to turn over a new leaf, man. I'm going to do better.
B. Mitch is literally my quote on my Twitter feed? I ain't here to fight the whole internet today.
That's a good one. Hugh, you should take that advice. Because Hugh will take on the whole internet.
Yeah. Right. If you want, you can fight the whole internet.
I'll try.
Some days I wake up and I'm like, I'm here for this. And I'll go like a whole hour and a half and piss off everybody. See, then I leave.
They
continue.
We come from the same cloth.
Wake up feeling frisky.
Because like, what happens is they just start talking and they start sending all kind of stuff. And they don't realize, once I leave, I don't look at it ever again.
That's good.
I go to the next section.
I'm kind of on that page. But, boy, when I look at it and they catch me on one of them days, it's going down.
Yeah, then he comes in here. He's like, I'm turning over a new leaf today. No more. All right, guys, let's talk some football. We got a game tomorrow. And, look, when the schedule came out, I think you guys probably thought the same thing. These games were going to be super meaningful between these two teams coming off of last year. Yeah. They're not for the Commanders. They are for the Eagles. All right. But let's just start here. What the heck happened to you guys this season? I mean, last year, we're in the title game against you guys. This year, it seems like it's just been a season from hell. What happened?
It's you start getting injuries and all that stuff, and I know people think that's an excuse, but once you start getting injuries, everything is thrown off. I think the whole chemistry got thrown off. Terry not coming into camp early, all that stuff messed up the offense. But you know what? You got to do better. And this year, it didn't happen for them. I think they got to get back to the little – they tried to go after it after going last year to the championship game, and they say, we just add a few pieces. Well, it didn't work that way. You should have kept building. I think they need to get more of a base, and then they can move forward.
When you remember these games, B-Miss, what are some of the things that you remember fondly about playing against the Eagles when you were – back then it was another team, but the Commanders?
Well, the thing about it is I think – no matter what the records are, you can't say it.
Tell them again, B-Mitch.
You can't relax on that because let's be real. I know players like to say, oh, man, we don't overlook anybody. That's a bunch of crap. You look down at a team that's not playing well and you know that you're a better team, you normally just slack somewhere along the way. And that other team knows if they can get up on you and make that pressure jump on you, it's hard as hell to just flip the switch in a football game. So if you're the favorite and you start messing around, have turnovers and things like that, and the game comes down to it, and that other team is winning, when you start pressing, you mess up. And I think that's one thing the Eagles don't want to have to do. Because, we've seen the offense turn the ball over sometimes this year. Jalen has had his up and down moments. So, and I don't know what type of quarterback completely he is. He's won the Super Bowl. He's done some things. But there are games you look at and you go, what the hell is going on? Because he doesn't look like the Super Bowl winning quarterback.
Yeah, you want to talk about this rivalry? Here. Here's something to trigger Brian. Ready?
Mm.
November 12th, 1990.
Body bag.
Monday Night Football body bag game. 9 Redskin players left the game with injuries. And who finished the game under center? What's the last score in the box score? Mitchell, 1 yard run.
How about that?
28-14, the final score. Buddy Ryan had boasted before the game, we're going to beat him so bad, we're going to have to be carted off in body bags. And sure enough, that's what happened.
Came back later on and then won that game in the playoffs, though.
Oh,
little reminder there. He wouldn't let that one slide.
His petty runs.
Yeah,
deep,
no, I could hear it. All right,
now listen. You know, I was up there for 3 years, and everybody was like, "Man, you remember the body bag game?" I'm like, "There's another part to that whole story." They said, "What do you mean?" I said, "The playoff." Oh, we don't want to talk about that.
Yeah, no, we cut that story off right there. All right, guys, I'm going to come back to the Jalen thing in a second. Your thoughts on him, but in terms of the Commanders, what you're seeing, because there's two types of teams late in the season. We watched the Raiders here last week against the Eagles, and I think that Raiders team is quit. I mean, they're just done. I didn't see it. They stink, I know that, but also I didn't feel like they wanted to be here. The Commanders, are they still playing hard for Dan Quinn? I know they won last week. What kind of effort do you expect out of them tomorrow? And they play 3 division games to end this. They play Eagles, Cowboys, Eagles to finish this thing.
They still playing for Dan. I think they really, really are trying to get it. Some teams, you're right. Like when the Raiders, they look like the old Cardinals back in the day. They already
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Had their U-Hauls on the back of their truck. They're ready to go home.
Oh, it was bad.
But I believe that this team understands. And I think, you know, like young guys in football today, they don't understand a lot of the rivalries, but I think they understand the NFC East. And I think they're going to be ready to play. So if they're not, they will be embarrassed by the Eagles because they see that. But if they could come out there ready to play, And they're going to be given some opportunities, I believe, in this game. And it could be a tight one.
There's several teams that have become non-functional. The Raiders are one of them. You guys saw that last week.
Mm-hmm.
75 yards of total offense. I think the game ended in, what, 2 hours and 40 minutes?
Yeah, it was one of the quickest games in the history of the NFL.
Yep.
they're like, okay, we're done here. Let's move on. I don't get the sense that the Commanders are non-functional or that they've quit. But how do you explain me, Mitch, the 0 against Minnesota?
I can't.
Was that just
that.
Everything just went wrong?
I was watching that game, and I'm serious. I thought I was living in, like, outer space or something.
I mean, they single-handedly.
I can't answer that one.
They took the shock paddles to J.J. McCarthy's entire career and went, clear. And they brought him back to
life. I hope that's the only game they play like that the rest of the year.
I hope so, too. But it didn't look like they were quitting. They just sucked.
Yeah.
When I've watched them the last few weeks, I felt like that too. I don't think it's quitting because they played the Broncos tough. What was the last week of November? Mm-hmm. I mean, the Broncos haven't lost in months, and that took a 2-point conversion to finish. So I think the Commanders are still playing hard. We'll see how it looks tomorrow.
You know what, though, Joe? Speaking of quitting, because I remember when I was in Atlanta, Marcus Mariota quit on the Atlanta Falcons.
Yes. Yeah, you said I'm out.
And he's
they were trying to screw him, though, man.
No, but I was watching Hard Knocks. And they're talking about he's playing well. What is he doing that's making him play as well as he's been playing lately?
I think he understands. He and Cliff works well together. Mm-hmm. He understands his offense. And I think he sees himself in a different way. He came here knowing he was a backup.
Mm-hmm.
He came in knowing he was going to be that guy that could get into the game if something happened to Jaden. And I think he's just embraced that. In Atlanta, they told him he was going to be the starter.
No, he was the starter, B. Mitch.
I know. They benched him for
Desmond Ritter.
Wait a minute. I know what you're saying, B. Mitch, and you're right, but he had opportunities. Like, y'all, I was there. You need to go back. Like, he played horrible. And when they decided to bench him towards the end of the year, he got mad. Well, and he took his ball and went home.
Well, I can tell you, he took his ball, came here, and he ain't been quitting since.
I mean, so, I guess the change of scenery. I guess he ain't liking it in Atlanta. It was too dark for him. I don't know. Maybe that's
he's played well. He's had that one play like weekly.
Mm-hmm.
He'll play damn good football and he'll have one little hiccup.
Yeah.
And I think if he could stay away from the hiccup, he could do some good things on the field.
Yeah, man. I'm looking at his stat line: 211 yards last week.
He's running a lot too. Yeah. I think he's run for like 40 or 50 yards a game recently.
He can still scoop.
Yeah.
All right. He's like an older dude like I was and still can outrun you.
He is a decidedly non-awful.
We ain't got to tell family business on the, like that.
He is a very much non-awful QB2, and there's a lot of teams in this league that would kill for that kind of a guy.
Well, the Eagles had him here a couple years ago.
Non-awful QB2.
Well, some teams have awful QB2s. We see that.
I know that sounds like an insult.
No, but I'm just saying. Most teams looking for a QB that's non-awful.
All right, let's talk about QB1. B-Mitch, you referenced Jalen Hurts earlier. I mean, we've been fighting about Jalen here all year, even though he is a Super Bowl champion, and he's obviously been an excellent Eagles quarterback in balance over the 5 years. But this year, I think, Beamish, there was a sense off the Super Bowl that was like a launching pad. Now he was going to be that kind of guy on most weeks, and that just hasn't been his season this year. He bounced back last week before that really rough 5-game stretch, which ended with that Chargers game on Monday night. When you watch Jalen, what do you see?
I see a guy. Well, I watched Jalen all the way back to college, and I've had a great respect for him because of how he handled the whole thing with Tua. You know, many guys would have been running away. He stood right there and hung in there. But I think, and Hugh and I played with Donovan. Donovan's my cousin, okay? Donovan had the mindset where he wanted to prove that he wasn't a running quarterback. And I think Jalen has a little bit of that in him, too. He can run the ball, but he refuses to do it at times when he could and just continue moving the chains, okay? I think he needs to utilize every bit of experience he has after this week, though. Every bit of ability he has. Because he can be the times when he'll go in these games, he'll have like 14, 15 passes. He's not doing well, but he won't have any rushing yards. He'll have a small amount. He can break a game wide open. And I know there's times when he's gotten hit, but hell, get 10 and get down. But I think he needs to utilize everything that he has in his arsenal against teams, and he'll be a much better quarterback.
Steve, what do you think of Jalen?
I look at him, and I just know from friends up there, and I listen to you guys when I'm going to visit Philly. I'll be up there tonight in Phoenixville, so I'll be tuning in to the whole lineup and all that. I feel like there's a similar arc to the way McNabb got to be up there, where he was objectively a really good quarterback, and yet the gripes kept piling up about things that weren't quite as good as people wanted them to be.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing about that you make about, you know, stigmatizing of like, I want to be a pocket passer. I'm more than just a running quarterback. It's the dumbest thing ever because there's so many plays where a simple run for a guy that's got some wheels moves the chains and completely affects the defense.
It's all that matters.
Mm. So I don't get that. I want to ask you guys about where is the A.J. Brown meter at the moment?
Mm.
Because I know there was that early stuff complaining about targets, and then more and more when I watch him, I'm like, dude, you should have caught that. Dude, you should have caught that.
Mm.
Where are they at on A.J. Brown?
Well, the temperature was raised a couple weeks ago because that Monday night game against the Chargers when Jalen had all the turnovers, A.J. was partially responsible for that loss. I mean, he had a drop at the end in the end zone. They could have won the game. He dropped one off his hands that became an interception. He didn't play great that night, even though he had about 100 yards. So, yeah, I would say people have been frustrated with him. It feels like we're in a war. I mean, this kind of reminds us back to 20 years ago with the quarterback and the receiver, right? And I think at some point, guys, the Eagles are going to have to choose between keeping Jalen or keeping A.J. I mean, that time might come this offseason. Hugh, where do you think everyone is right now with A.J.?
You would keep the wide out over your quarterback?
Well, I wouldn't. I think the Eagles might.
I think people like the wide out. I mean, I don't know because I hear the players talk, B. Mitch, and then I see stories written. It's kind of hard to say because, you know, the media members, they're talking to somebody.
Somebody tells them
something. Yeah, but I'm talking to the players, and the players don't have a problem with him. So I don't know. Like, it's one of those ones I don't know who to believe.
Yeah. It's almost like half the fan base is like, stop talking, and half is like, hey, he's right. He's got a point. Something wrong with the offense and the passing game. We'll see.
If he's right, he better catch the damn ball hands.
Yes, if you're going to talk, you better make the play. Guys, we appreciate you guys doing this. Have a great rest of your show, and enjoy the game tomorrow.
All right, y'all take care.
There you go, brother. 106.7 The Fan. Our guys, B. Mitch and Steve Saban down there. Some thoughts on Jalen. That was interesting, Hugh. B. Mitch's thoughts on Jalen not running enough. He thinks he should run more.
It's one of those things where, and I get it, especially when you talk about the black quarterback and the stigma on him. But if it's something that puts stress on the defense, then you have to do it.
Well, I go back to this. I mean, we were having that discussion yesterday. What is Jalen, if you take away the word winner? His legs help him win. That's really what Jalen Hurts has established himself as, a winner. Use the legs, win the game. That's it. 215-592-9494. All right, we'll get everyone's phone calls up here. Do you expect Jalen to have a big game tomorrow? And let's talk about last night's game. What happened? Seahawks and Rams, the implications. And are we really in the class of those two teams we watched play last night? It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.